As promised, we're joined right now by an NBA champion. He is a 9-time All-Star. He is a 9-time All-Defensive First Teamer. He is a 2-time Olympic gold medalist. He is a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame. He appears today on behalf of NBA All-Star Voting, presented by Google. He is Gary Payton. Gary, it's good to have you on. How are you?
How you doing, Jim?
Good. Good, Gary. How about you?
Doing great, man. I don't got no complaints.
All right, listen, let me ask you about the work you're doing these days as an analyst, because a lot of former players get into broadcasting and analyst work, and then, Gary, they get kind of cautious about what they say. They don't want to offend anybody. They don't want to hurt any feelings. It seems like you don't have a problem doing what you've always done, and that's being real. What did you think about the media generally when you played, and what's it like being on the other side now? How do you approach it?
Well, when I was playing, Jim, it was a little different, because I always thought about they were doing stories. That's what they had to do. If they were going to be on one side, it was going to be on the other side. If they had to put you down, they was going to put you down. That's why I didn't want to get relationships with anybody, because it's a business. They got to sell papers just like we got to go out there and sell seats and make people come in and get in the arenas of what they did, well, of us playing basketball. Now that I'm on the other side, I really don't want to be anybody's friend on that anyway. I know how to respect a lot of the players because I was in that locker room too. It's a thing where you got to understand and give them respect. Don't say stuff that you done did in the locker room with them. Ask them questions. With me, I give my opinion on how our player is playing or what it's really about. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that. But I don't talk about personal stuff. I don't talk about all that other stuff. If the guy's not playing well, I tell him he's not playing well. If he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, he's not doing what he's doing, I'm going to say it. And that is what it was. If I was playing hard in my day to do the same thing, I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say, oh, well, I was on that level. You're going to do it the way I thought I was supposed to do it, and that's just the way I go about it.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's Gary Payton. He joins us now. Gary, the big story from yesterday was not Russell Westbrook going back to OKC. It was Kendrick Perkins seeing Russ going back to OKC and then tweeting in part, quote, Russell Westbrook is the best player to ever put on an Oklahoma City Thunder jersey. He is Mr. Thunder, end quote. Obviously, Gary, that worked its way back to Kevin Durant. He and Perk got into it on Twitter. You know, obviously the mention of OKC is tricky for a former Sonic, but what is your reaction to what Perk tweeted?
Well, you know what? Perk is on the other side now. He knows how to get people to start listening to him. Perk was my rookie at Boston. It is what it is. That's what is so bad about this social media. You know what I'm saying? When you got to get likes. Perk knows that if he says something about him, a lot of people are going to listen to it. Now that's why we're talking about it now. Perk has done what he wanted to do. He got himself bigger, getting his name up in there. He's getting a lot of static going out of. And plus, he knows that Kevin Durant looks at a lot of this stuff all the time. This is what he does. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of these things where Perk's got to understand. He's got to be respectful, and he's got to be where he's going to be. You know, don't say stuff about being in the locker room and about all that. That's your opinion that you think that Russell Westbrook is the best player to ever play, put a jersey on in Oklahoma. That is his opinion. To him, reason he says that is because Westbrook stayed there and represented Oklahoma City. He didn't leave and go anywhere. That's why he's saying that. And then we all know, basically we know, you know that Kevin Garnett is pretty much been a little bit better than Westbrook. You know what I'm saying? Not a lot, but he's better than him. So that's just the way it is. You know what I'm saying? That's his opinion. But don't start going taking shots at his eyes about he averaged 2 points as a center. His skill level is not like that. Now you're getting it too personal. Now you're going to see each other on the streets, and then it's going to be personal if you want to do something with each other. But that's just not the way it is. He did what he wanted to do. He got people to understand and look at it. And I think Durant should have just said, whatever, okay, good. Hope you feel that way and leave it alone. But you know how this social media goes.
Now, I know how it goes, and I know how KD goes on social media, Gary, and you know that Perk does too, and it worked, right? I mean, it worked.
Right.
All right, so as I mentioned off the very top, you are working with NBA All-Star Voting and Google. How do the fans go about voting?
Well, you know what you got to do. You get online, you can do all the stuff that they're voting that you want to. Then you know they got a 2-for-1 day. It's twice. It's a 2-for-1 two times where that you can go in and you can get two votes for one. You know what I'm saying? And you just got to keep on voting and do the things that you need to do. Vote for your favorite player, man. You know it stops on Martin Luther King Day on Monday, January the 20th at 11:59 p.m. Just keep voting. That's what you want to do. We want to see the Lucas. We want to see the Trey Youngs in this, man. We want to see new blood in here. Just keep voting, you know, and go support your guy. If you're a Dallas person, support him. Go out there and flood it. If you're an Atlanta guy, go out there and flood it. These guys deserve it. You know, they're young players that's playing very, very well, changing the game, changing the culture of basketball. You know the LeBrons are going to be there. You know the AD's going to be there. The Kawhis are going to get in. The James is going to get in there. But let's see some new blood, the Pascals. Let's see some of them get into it. You know, that's what we want to see. We want to see these kids get in there and just vote. Flood. Keep going online. Do it. Do whatever you got to do. Go to the boxes. They're going to start being out there. Just do it. Just vote.
That's how you nail a pitch right there. Listen, before you go, you mentioned the young guys. So you've got Luka. Gary, I mean, the guy's 20, and to see him doing what he's doing right now, you were the glove, you are the glove. If you were playing right now, how would you go about stopping Luka?
Well, what I'll do is I'll just try to pressure him, just try to make him uncomfortable. You can't stop a guy like that. He's too big, he's too good, he sees the floor very well, he can rebound the basketball, he can shoot the basketball, he can get to the basket. In our day, I would flood him to the big man and beat him up. Every time he goes to the basket, I'll put him on his back. I'll make him understand that you're going to get hurt. I will bring somebody off the bench that got six fouls and try to put him on his back every time. That's just the way we play. And then when I'm out there, I'm going to double him. I'm going to double him and get the ball out of his hand, make somebody else shoot the basketball, and make somebody else who is not comfortable in that role of making big shots and making a lot of shots win basketball games. That's how I would play. And then I would make him play on the other end. You got to tire these kids out. You know what I'm saying? If they can go on the other end and just relax and then come back on there and kill you, it's not going to work. I've got to go back at you, and I got to make you be accountable of what you're doing, because I'm not going to keep letting you kill me. You're not going to have 30, 15, and 10 every night on me, and then I don't have 30, 15, and 10 on you. I'm going to kill you every night, and I just think that you got to pressure him more. I would pressure him more and make him be accountable on the other end of the floor.
And I hate that this hour is over. I hate that this interview is over. He is a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame, and he appeared today on behalf of NBA All-Star Voting presented by Google and NBA Champion. Gary, appreciate you. That was such a good conversation. Thanks so much for doing that.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you.
Let's do it again soon, Gary. The glove, Gary Payton. That is so good. That is a good, good conversation. I love that. Bleeping glove if you need him.